Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a teaching today called The World and Churchianity Are Violent Against God. The world and churchianity are violent against God. Yeah, I know. You might say, what a strange title, statement. But I'm going to show you in the Word of God it's true. I'm going to prove it to you. We're going to rightly divide this topic and get to my main point. But first, we have to understand what violence is per the Word of God. That's going to surprise some of you. It's not what you think. So first, let's go back to the days of Noah, Genesis 6:5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. So man was evil and wicked. It displeased God, and he was about to act. Genesis 6:10 through 13. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all the flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence. He said it again, through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. So because of violence, God wiped out violence, sin, wicked, evil. God wiped out everyone except Noah and his family in that massive flood. So God saw the sin. God saw the violence of man. Let me read you some other verses that talk about violence in the Old Testament. We'll get to what it means. 2 Samuel 22:3. The God of my rock I will trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou saveth me from violence. Psalm 72:14. He shall redeem the soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. So, I have a question for you. Could this violence mean more than physical force? I think it can. I think it is. I think it does. Ready? Proverbs, this shows two sides of it. Proverbs 10:6. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Did you see just and violence there? We'll get to that. We'll get to the contrast of that. Most everybody, I know I always did, understood sin, wickedness, and evil. That's pretty clear. But what about this violence? Not many people study this out. Violence in the Hebrew, kames. Here's what it means. It doesn't mean just physical violence as in our English language mostly means. Most of us think it just means like a physical force, and it can mean that, but so much more. Let me read all the words that describe this in the Hebrew. Violence, by implication, wrong. Unjust gain, get that? That's like cheating somebody. Cruel, false, oppressor, unrighteous, dealing wrong. Injustice, says cruelty again, damage, oppressor, unrighteous. So it can be force. It also is cheating and injustice. So it has a force behind it, and it has an injustice behind it. God hates both, right? This verse is mainly about divorce that God was talking about, but it talks about violence as injustice. Malachi 2:16, for the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away, that's divorce. For one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that you deal not treacherously, which would be in sin, injustice, doing wrong. So again, violence can be a force. It's also unjust ways. Obviously, from the verses I read to you, we know that the world in Noah's day was violent towards each other. And obviously, it was also full of cruelty and injustice. But what about violence and injustice towards God today? That's kind of the whole point of my whole teaching, right? A bit more on that in a little bit, but let's keep going. The Old Testament scriptures show us that the world can be acting out in physical violence and also in cruelty and injustice. And to further understand this, we have to get to another word, and that word is wrong, okay? In the New Testament, we're going to look up and see words, see verses with the word wrong in it. But first, I'll read you some more verses that just have violence from the New Testament that mostly mean about force. Luke 3:14, and the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, "And what shall we do?" And they said unto him, "Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages." Acts 5:25 and 26, and then came one and told them, saying, "Behold, the man whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and preaching the people." Then went the captain, the officers, and brought them without violence, and they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. And then Revelation 18:21, all New Testament verses about violence. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it under the sea, saying, "Thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all." So violence there in the New Testament, using that word, means actual force. But again, we got to look at a different word. Oftentimes when you study a topic, don't look for the same word. You got to look for a different word that means the same thing. We're going to look for the word wrong in the New Testament and finish out this teaching. Then I'm going to show you why the world and churchianity is in violence against God. Matthew 20, verse 3. But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny?" So that word wrong in the Greek, adeko, adeko, it means to be unjust, to do wrong, to hurt or injure by offense, to act unjustly, wickedly, to sin, to be criminal, to have violated the law in some way, to do wrong, to hurt. Basically, it's the same thing it means in the Old Testament, violence and to do wrong. So in Noah's day, they were violent, doing each other wrong. In the New Testament, we see violence and them doing wrong. Some more verses about this wrong word in the New Testament. Paul says, don't do injustice or wrong to each other. 1 Corinthians 6:7. I just did a teaching about this, not suing each other. "Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you because you go to the law with one another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you rather not suffer yourselves to be defrauded?" Paul's saying, don't take each other to secular court in front of unbelievers. That's sinful and that's wicked. That would be injustice before God. Violence. Colossians 3:23 through 25. "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for wrong which he hath done, and there is no respecter of persons." So kind of you reap what you sow there. So we have violence in the Old Testament, meaning force and injustice, unbalanced scales that God hates. Then in the New Testament, we see violence as force, but then we have to go to this word wrong, and it turns out it means injustice, to cheat one another, to sin. Same thing in the old as in the new. And think about this. God wiped out the world by water in Noah's day. Why? Because of violence and wrong. And guess what? He's going to do it again in the future because of violence, injustice, sin, wickedness, and wrong. He's going to do it by fire next time, not by water. I'll read a verse on that. So God hates both sinful force, like the shedding of innocent blood, or violence against a person unjustly. And he also hates unbalanced measures, unjust ways, and cheating. Micah 6:8-13. "He hath shown me, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances?" That means like a tilted scale when you cheat somebody. "And with the bag of deceitful weights?" They used to put, you know, in the marketplace, "I'll buy a pound of wheat." And they'd put a weight that weighed a pound, and it would measure a pound of wheat, but they would have weights that cheated. And God hated this, to be ripping people off. "For rich men thereof are full of violence," that's injustice, "and the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies," which God hates, Proverbs 6. It's an abomination to him. and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore also will I make thee sick in smiting thee, in making thee desolate because of thy sin. So God hates injustice, unbalanced scales. This is all violence in the Old and in the New Testament. Proverbs 29:27. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, but he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. Look at that. You're unjust, you're an abomination to God, but he that's upright is an abomination to the wicked. Reminds me of the good has become evil, evil's become good, I think it says in the book of Isaiah. And that word unjust there just means evil, wicked, sinful, perverse. Lamentations 3:35-36. To turn aside the right of a man before the face of Most High, to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. So when someone's trying to get justice and you try to subvert him, that is not a good thing. That angers God. That's injustice. That is in violence. So I've proven it's very clear God hates injustice. He wants us to look out for the poor and the downtrodden that often get much injustice against them. And this parable in the New Testament about a lack of justice to someone who should have been giving justice. Do you remember the parable about the man who's forgiven a great debt, but then he goes and turns it on his other people that owe him a lesser debt, and he's harsh on them and threatens them, and then the Lord gets mad? Check this out. Matthew 18:31-35. So when his fellow servants saw what he had done, that was basically harsh on them, not forgiving their debt, they were very sorry, and they came in and told their Lord all that he was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Should not thou have also had compassion on thy fellow servants, even as I had pity on thee? There's justice right there. He should have done justice. And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Look at that. His debt was forgiven. Guess what? His debt got put right back on him. God gives. God takes away. We see that all the time in Scripture. So likewise shall my Father in heaven do also unto you, if ye, your hearts, forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. So we see in the old, we see in the new, God hates violence, he hates injustice, he hates cruelty. Here's the main point of my teaching. I kind of took you a big circle to get here. Today is the same as it was in Noah's day. The world is full of violence and injustice, and God's going to destroy once by water. Now he's going to do it by fire. I'll get to a verse on that. And churchianity and the world are violent against God. Why do I say that? First, the world. Unbelieving, not serving Christ, not claiming to. They serve him not. They do not give him honor and glory. They do not obey God. They walk in sin. They invent new ways to sin. They glory in their sin. They're unjust and they're violent against God. Why? They're mocking God. They don't fear him. They don't love Christ. They trample his blood. They're not giving the Creator honor and glory, but they're giving creation honor and glory, like animals and things like that. See Romans 1. This is a great violence and injustice against God. Do you see that? It's true. Now let's switch to churchianity and the people that claim Jesus. A false Jesus. They claim him with their lips, but they live worldly lives just like the worldly people. They corrupt doctrine. They invent man-made false ways like Christmas, Easter, paganism, feminism. They're pleasing in their own ways, itchy ears. They love to build their own itchy-eared false teachers up. They sin on too and say, oh, we can sin all we want. We're once saved, always saved. They're trampling the blood of Christ. They have no fear of God. They aren't remorseful about their sin. They aren't fleeing the wrath that's coming through repentance and holiness. Jesus talked about them in Matthew 15. They honor him with their lips, but their hearts are far from him. I got news for you, you religious people that claim Christ and aren't obeying him in holiness and in sound doctrine. God hates religiosity and religious pride and the hypocrisy more than he hates the world's sin. It's a grave, grave injustice to him. Go see Luke 12:1. It was the sin of the Pharisees, hypocrisy. And go read the parable about the religious pride of the Pharisee and the publican and see who's justified first. Yeah. So both of them, the world and churchianity, by their violence against God, their unjust ways, they are indeed criminals against God. They are wrongdoing against God. They are stealing his glory. They are rebelling against him. They're doing that which anything they can imagine to do today. God said that in Genesis, and it's coming true today. They're basically rebuilding the Tower of Babel once again. And only through Christ and the gospel, faith in his shed blood, his resurrection that cleanses and gives new life. By repentance, the Holy Spirit is given by God to those who obey. We can't get ourselves born again. We position ourselves through faith and repentance to be born again by a move of God. And through holiness and obedience, not injustice, not violence against God, obeying God. Remember, Noah was perfect, a righteous man, and walked with God. He wasn't in injustice and violence against God. You don't have to be, and I don't have to be. So by that gospel and enduring on, you can escape the wrath of God. That's good news. That's what gospel means, good news. Brother Paul tells us this, 1 Thessalonians 4:6-7, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother by any matter. That's injustice. Because that the Lord is an avenger of all such. Also, we have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. So I hope you're seeing, unless you come by faith, the Christ's blood, that resurrection, that gospel that I just gave you, you're going to be lost. You're a criminal. You're violence against God. You're an enemy of God. I don't care if you go to church, were baptized, raised your hand, said a prayer, went to an altar call, Baptist, Lutheran, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Anabaptist, whatever. If you're outside of God's doctrine and you're not obeying Christ and keeping all his commands for the new covenant and some of the pre-Torah things that never ended, this teaching is telling you, whether you're worldly or claiming Jesus, you're violent against God, you're in great injustice against God, and you're set for his wrath that's coming. Yeah, you worldly person, you churchgoer, you are violent and an enemy and unjust before God. Lest you be obeying him, guess what you're doing? You're robbing his glory. That's what you're doing. You're a criminal before God, as I was and I can be if I go on and keep sinning against God. Why? Why are we criminals? Well, the great command right here, Matthew 22:36-40. Master, which is the great command in the law? Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. If you're not loving God and doing all of his commandments and keeping his word, you're in injustice and violence against God. It's like not honoring your boss and working hard and doing everything you promised him to do for your paycheck. You're in violence and injustice against your boss. Makes sense, doesn't it? Jesus told us in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Loving God is obeying him. And in 1 John 5:3, John says, this is the love of God, keeping his commandments. So it's all clear through scripture. Faith and obedience works. Always go together. Go read James 2. Go read Romans 6. Go read the whole book of Romans. And injustice and violence against God makes you a thief. You're stealing from God. Many people, ready? Many so-called churchgoers are trying to steal salvation from God. Why? They're not getting it his way. They're trying to, like Jesus said, trying to climb over the wall to come in another way, and it isn't going to work. They're criminals against God. They must enter through his New Testament blood covenant. Not this false, easy believe, once saved, always saved, I have a relationship, go to a few revivals a year and go to church on Sunday, and I got Jesus in my back pocket, doesn't matter how much I sin or how worldly I am. No, you're a thief, you're violent, you're unjust against God. How many times have I said that? That's the point of my article. You want to see how God is going to dole out justice in the future? Here we go. 2 Thessalonians 1:6-9. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They're criminals, they're in violence, they're in injustice against God, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. That's a fearful verse. If you're not obeying the gospel and knowing God, and you're living in violence, injustice, disobedience against God, you're going to be consumed and sent into the lake of fire, eternal torment. And then Revelation 22, 11 and 12. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. Look at that. We can be righteous. We can be holy. Yeah, we need Christ's perfect righteousness, but we can live holy, holy, and we can live righteous, or we can live unjust, and we can live filthy. Jesus said so. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man as his work shall be. You see faith and works? Yeah, it's all over Scripture. So I hope this teaching has got you pondering about the violence in Noah's day, and that the injustice and the violence still goes on today, and that if you're crooked, you're a crook against God. You're stealing his glory. You're not obeying his word. You're perverting it. You're a spiritual pervert. You've corrupted the word like modern pastors and churchianity. God destroyed millions in Noah's day, only spared eight on the ark. And he's going to destroy the world again by fire with his fury and wrath. And Jesus said only a puny few, Matthew 7, are going to find eternal life. I would implore you and plead with you, if you haven't, repent, throw yourself at the mercy of Christ, find and seek his word and ways, obey him by the Spirit of God. He'll give it to you. He's a good father if you're well-meaning. That's going to gain you eternal life because of what Christ has done and you following after him, being just before him. The Bible tells us to be perfect and to be worthy. I have teachings on all those at my teaching blog at don'tperish.com. But if you're unjust, you're in violence, you're sinning willfully against a holy God, there is no sacrifice for your sin. The world and churchianity is violent and in injustice against a holy God. We travel and preach the gospel. We stand outside at churches to warn people in the streets, to warn people that claim him, turn and repent from your injustices, your sin, your iniquity. Forsake your sin and live. Stay in your sin and worldliness and suffer the wrath of God. I hope that blessed you. If you're worldly and outside of Christ, you're a criminal against God. If you're a churchgoer and you're not obeying God, and you're following all your traditions of man, you're a criminal against God. You're in violence. You can turn and repent if he hasn't turned you over. Don'tperish.com is there to help you. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. We'll be standing out at church tomorrow, good Lord willing, shining the light, warning them about their violence against God. Love you all. Till next time. Hope that blessed you. May God be praised.